It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. We've been talking a little bit about plans for a new facility.
We hosted our kickoff meeting with our architectural firm, which is SFS Architectural and Redstone out of Kansas City, Missouri. They were here, you know, with four architects meeting with staff and doing an inventory of the current facilities. So the first step is to look at a space needs assessment. Given the size of the police and the fire department, the programs, the number of people we have, what we do, the fact that we have holding cells, dispatch, all of those things, what's the proper minimum square footage that you really need to operate a facility without the way that we're doing it now, which is, as an example, our briefing room also doubles as a break room, which also doubles as an evidence packaging area, which is a health hazard. You don't mix those kinds of things, but we literally don't have any place else. None of us has enough storage space. We have every cubby hole in both the police and the fire department is jammed with equipment and supplies. The locker rooms are inadequate. Our evidence room, we've made some progress with the annex that we built the last couple of years, but it's still a very full evidence room. So we have all of these different needs. And so that's really what these architects are first going to figure out. What's the real square footage that you need to conduct your business? Then, are there opportunities to look at partners? Because we're trying to get the biggest bang out of every one of those tax dollars with a new facility, because you only get to build one of these every 20 or 30 years. Or in the case of the fire department, that thing has been there since 1938. We believe that is the oldest functioning fire station in the state of Kansas. It's a great historic building, but to think that that's an operating fire headquarters is disheartening at best. We've been very lucky. We've been selected as a community to host a new Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center regional in-service training site. The state is going to basically have a couple of classrooms that will produce all of the in-service training that the state training academy produces for the region. And so when they're up to full speed, they anticipate producing 3,000 man days of training every year. And that is for all of the agencies in the 16-county region. So we will be seeing police cars and troopers and dispatchers and parole and probation and that entire group of criminal justice individuals coming to town for training.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.